While staying with Iraq, thousands of civilians are making a run for cover and safety as ISIL Takfiri militants invade their towns. Civilians are desperate to cross a checkpoint into the northern Kurdish region, fleeing after insurgents attacked a nearby Christian village. Takfiri militants are pushing ahead towards Iraq's Kurdish regions, areas which have largely been untouched from the chaos sweeping the nation. Witnesses say what began as random gunfire quickly evolved into rockets and heavy artillery fire in Christian areas. Now thousands are fleeing their homes and communities for safety. Well, to discuss that further, and I joined Mr. Zayd Al-Issa, who is an Iraq affairs expert, and he's joining us now on the line from the British capital. Mr. Al-Issa, thanks as always for joining us. Now, what is your opinion about this invasion of especially Christian towns, as well as these people running for cover in Kurdish regions?
Well, I mean, as always, in the case that whenever Al-Qaeda targets the place, it goes for the main target. Is the Shias and also targets the Christians and also targets the Sunnis, moderate Sunnis, who are fiercely against them because the Al-Qaeda adheres to the Wahhabi Salafi militant extremist ideology, which is propagated and exported by the Wahhabi Salafi establishment, which is located in Saudi Arabia, which is the same Wahhabi Salafi establishment that gives religious legitimacy, religious incentive, and religious justification to all the heinous crimes committed and perpetrated by Al-Qaeda. That's why we see now Al-Qaeda-led group, which is nowadays called Daesh, simply moving towards the Shia areas and also moving towards the Christian areas and trying to actually break up Iraq and divide up Iraq along sectarian lines. The Saudi objective was initially to retake all of Iraq by restoring minority rule and restoring dictatorship and tyranny back to Iraq. But because they have spectacularly failed for the last 10 years to retake all of Iraq, we see them now moving to another plan, which is basically divide up Iraq along sectarian lines. We've seen them try initially to focus on Syria, that is to topple the regime in Syria and establish their own militant extremist ideology and also to establish their role in Syria. They have spectacularly failed, and that's why we see the Saudi government strategy now widening that strategy to also engulf and encompass Iraq into a sectarian war. The main objective of Saudi Arabia is to start off a sectarian war in Syria, in Iraq, and also in Lebanon in order to actually stave off any popular uprising in Saudi Arabia, because now the patent is the peacefulness that the Saudis has relied on as a central pillar to save their regime, which is if the guardian and defender of Sunni Islam have actually fallen apart and has unraveled, because the Saudi people have discovered that their regime is simply there to prop up, shore up, and back up tyrannical regime against the Sunni people who actually taken to the streets and in Egypt, in Yemen, and also in Tunisia. So now the Saudi regime is trying to demonstrate to its people that it is engaged in an existential fighting an existential, a major threat coming from the Shias, and namely from the Islamic Republic of Iran, in order to stave off any popular uprising. And we've seen...
Okay, Mr. Al-Issa, I do apologize. We will have to leave it there for now. But of course, as always, we do sincerely appreciate you speaking to us. As always, that was Mr. Zayd Al-Issa speaking to us live on the line from London.